Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I think this is the only time in my radio career where I'm happy we didn't get any calls.
We asked the people to call if they couldn't stand one of them.
No, I don't know if we did.
Hold on, I want to talk. Shut it down.
Alicia, can you... Is Alicia back there?
Yeah.
Because we don't have any calls on hold, and I don't know if it's because there were...
Maybe they hated us so bad that we couldn't even put them on the
air. Were they too mean?
She didn't think we could take it.
Yeah, that's my question, because Nick and Alicia are back there. Producer Nick and Alicia, our phone screener, they answer the phones.
They were on the phones with the door closed.
Yeah, and they do tend to protect us. Nick and Alicia are very protective.
If it was funny, they would put it up.
Right.
So, Alicia has just walked in the studio.
Alicia.
Hey.
Does nobody hate us or something?
We actually have someone on hold if you want to take her.
Oh, okay.
We got one.
So we got one call. Oh. Let's find out who they hate.
Yeah. What up, hater?
Hi, Jillian.
I cannot believe I'm talking to you. I love y'all so much. Oh my God. You gave me the biggest hug in the entire world when you came to New Orleans. I live in New Orleans. And Jason, I want to be your best friend. Kelly, you're so damn small. It's like unbelievable. When I hugged you, I could feel it. I actually told you that. I don't know if you remember. And
you told me I was skinny. I remember it.
Yeah.
No, trust me. I told you. And say the best for last. I love you, Jenna. You're my absolute favorite. I love you so much.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
That is
the
name of day. Thank you so much.
What, Al?
Might have forgot one.
What, she said,
Al, you gave me the biggest hug ever.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I missed it,
biggest
too.
Biggest hug. I swear, he took a picture of me, and I showed everybody this picture, like, that I know, pretty much. It made me feel so good. I love y'all so much.
That's sweet.
Jillian.
So sweet in New Orleans, too.
What do you do, Jillian?
I'm an attorney.
Oh, we definitely can be best friends, Jillian.
Yes,
definitely.
You need
people like us.
Yeah.
I love y'all so much.
Love you.
I can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
Well, Jillian, you're the best hate call we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I don't know how anybody could hate y'all. It's ridiculous. I don't know how.
Well, you have a wonderful day, Jillian.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you for taking my call.
And
thank
positive.
I love that.
I like her.
That's how most of the phone calls were.
Really?
A lot of positivity.
Uh-huh.
And if they're hate, I just hung up.
Mom,
no, you're good. Thank you.
Alicia. Yeah, don't mess with Alicia. So there it is.
Haters make you greater. How about that?
They do.
True, because that negativity, you read it, and someone sent me a mean message yesterday, and I read it, and I thought about responding. I'm like, no.
Nah.
Yeah.
Don't give it energy.
There you go.
Just respond with, your mom does.
Your mom.
Yeah. I'm just like, why are you so mad?
Yeah. Why are you so mean?
Why so
mad?
Oh, we have another one? Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
JC.
Huh.
Careful.
Yeah, if we ask him to call in and be angry, you can't hang up on him.
Right,
keep asking, yeah.
What's up, Mark?
Uh-oh. Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Mark's got
okay, so I'm not, I don't hate anyone on the show or anything. I just have a question for Kelly.
Yes.
Okay? What credentials do you have to be a love expert?
Oh.
This was my question, too.
Yeah.
This was absolutely my question. Kid Craddock, many, many years ago, he loved my bluntness and honesty, and I would just tell my opinion. And every time he made me do it, I was like, I don't want to do it because I'm not a love expert. I had no skins on the wall, I guess is what you say. Isn't that what you say?
Yeah.
But then I've ended up doing it now for 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they say? How many hours it takes to make you an
expert? It's the 10,000-hour rule.
So I think...
You got that.
Cumulatively... I've probably put in 10,000 hours, and that, my friend, makes me the love expert.
There you go, Mark.
There
question
go.
Has been
All
answered,
right.
good sir. Speaking
coming
of love,
up.
Love Letter Scully is coming up in about 20 minutes. Mark.
I have a great one I'm really looking forward to reading.
Oh, okay.
Have a wonderful day, Mark.
See you, Mark.
But yeah, I mean,
Mark's
you know what?
Not satisfied.
Plus, you learn from making mistakes, and I made horrible mistakes.
Yeah.
Oh,
if I lived, you know, like, everything's perfect, I've only had good relationships, I could never relate to people who, how can I relate to that? I never experienced
of course.
It, right?
I got a couple.
So there's that.
Plenty of texts coming in.
Oh, haters on the text.
Not really.
Yeah. Shocking.
You can text us 800-545.
One says, we dislike JC, which means that's numerous people.
All right, now we're obsessed with finding out. Just like.
Yeah. Tim.
Uh-oh. Tim.
Timmy.
Yes?
Tim. Timmy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I came to your show last year.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I enjoy your show. I wanted to see it. We came down from Wichita, and no one came out to talk to me.
Mm. Oh, we normally do. My man, I'm sorry.
Did you stay around a while?
We did for about an hour and a half. Until,
where?
I mean, I even had a guy that went out and slept down the street a little bit because he was so tired. Because I got him up at 4 in the morning and come down to see you guys.
Nobody came out?
I'm sure you were at the right show.
No one came out to say hi.
You stayed right after the show, you stayed?
No, we didn't make it after the show.
Oh, yeah.
I was with teenagers, and they were a little whiny.
I got you.
During the show, sometimes it's hard.
I appreciate your show more now after seeing it in person, but it was just a matter of
being disappointed.
No one came out at that time.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Tim. Running right now? Are you doing?
I'm actually biking. I've already ran.
Yeah.
Oh, you training for a try?
My man, Tim.
No, I can't swim.
Yeah,
shout out.
They do biathlons now. Yeah. So you don't have to.
I'm running a marathon this coming October. And my half marathon was horrible because I got hit in the throat with a baseball.
Oh, gosh, Tim.
So I'm trying to qualify for Boston, I got to push myself.
Well, good for you.
Training, Tim, and keep us posted on how you do, man.
I apologize. We'll try to do better about getting out.
Don't worry.
I feel
bad.
And hold on. We'll send you like a shirt or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
To make up for that. Yeah, I'm sorry, Tim. Hold on for us, Timmy. You keep biking, though, bro.
Tim on that bike. I was mad about a cake, but it already went away.
Sorry. There's a lot. Yeah. All right, let's finish the
question. I'm sure you start asking. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said I was mad about a cake they couldn't make for me, but I wonder.
We did ask for it.
We did, but I'm just wondering what happened.
Yeah.
I can only think of one instance where I was a little disappointed. Because that's the thing. It's like, if you're disappointed in something, you can't really throw a fit because you're like, I know they know I'm killing around on the radio. So I'm just going to have to walk out of here now.
I kind of have to know it a little bit.
It's true. I still give a 30% tip even if I'm just miserable.
The other day, I told the story on our podcast. I was so mad at a salesperson. Livid.
Yeah.
It was so bad. I was like, I need to speak to your manager. It was that bad.
Yes.
And, of course, she calls the manager, and the manager's like, what's going on? I don't have time to come out there because I can hear it.
Yeah.
She proceeds to tell her side of what's happening. I'm like, no.
Oh.
That's not what's happening.
That's
here.
Right. You tell
my daughter's there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And basically, she's calling me and my daughter a liar. I am Kelly Raspberry, damn it. I was fuming.
Here's the thing. Kelly does not lie. That's the thing.
Thank you. I mean, I'm
serious.
I'm
I've tried to get her to lie. She won't lie. She can't.
Sometimes you fudge the truth to set somebody's feelings.
That's fine.
I'm not going to have a salesperson tell me and my daughter we're lying.
No.
I was so mad. But I'm like, if she could go around and tell everybody what the biggest B Kelly Raspberry was now. That's where I got to keep it in check. I'm like, I'm just going to leave now.
I think we have on line six. No, I'm just kidding.
It's just like.
Yeah. Apparently there's a lady from my daughter's preschool that's going around saying I'm a jerk because we had one, the tamale sale.
Yeah.
And we had our own section, and she brought her entire family down there. We let them sit down there, but she said that I was rude to them and didn't let them sit. And she was telling her coworkers this, and they told me.
Oh, wow.
But I did let her family, just not the entire 20 people, because we didn't have that much room.
I always worry, because sometimes I have social anxiety, and I'm not overly friendly, so I worry that people think I'm mean, but I just have a lot of anxiety.
Well, sometimes you're just a customer, and you're disappointed.
Yeah, I know, it's fine.
You know? We're normal. But then you got the risk of everybody saying,
yeah. On the phone right now is Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Not your Alan, Kelly.
Oh.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up, bro?
A-Train?
Oh. Yeah, it could be Alan. It sounded like
it does.
All right, so you have a complaint?
Well, yeah, it's kind of picky.
Okay.
I actually have three things, and they're all for Jenna.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Her laugh drives me nuts.
Thank you.
Her laugh?
I call it the machine gun laugh. How she goes...
This is constructive.
Let's try to be helpful.
What else you got?
It drives me nuts that she calls mom Candy.
You want her to call her mom? Okay.
I just want to call her mama.
Okay.
Call my mama, you know.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the way she pronounces some words when she gets excited.
Oh, my God.
Like when she says no, she'll go, no. She'll say, yes. Or, why,
Oh, man.
I think that's a 30s thing. My ex-girlfriend did the same exact thing. No! She did the same exact thing.
All right, Alan, thank you.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Thanks for calling, dog.
Have a good day, Alan.
I can hate funny.
But he still likes
I can appreciate funny hate.
Yeah. I actually like that laugh, though. Eric,
oh, my gosh.
Now they're pouring in. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
So Eric apparently hates one of us.
It's Jenna. Yeah, it's Jenna. Oh. I just can't. You know, I'm gonna agree with that last caller. Say that I hate Jenna so much that I would hop on an airplane from Pennsylvania just to come down there to go to dinner with Jenna. That's how much I hate Jenna.
I see you, bro.
So you're pulling that whole hit on you.
Come on, I'm gonna have a drink with Big Al. There's no way anybody could hate on anyone, guys.
Oh, Eric, thank you, buddy.
Your show is awesome.
Stick around and listen to Jenna's laugh.
Pushing 10 years out, and I'd be stir crazy at work if I didn't have you guys to listen to.
That's very nice of you, sir.
Eric, you're a wonderful dude.
We appreciate that call. I like Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
I like the plot twist you had in there. Well done, sir. And Bliss. Hi, Bliss.
Oh, boy.
Hi. Sorry, this is another one for Jenna. So about 4 years ago, she did not say spoiler alert or turn your radio down and just came out and blurted that McDreamy had died on the previous night's episode of Grey's Anatomy.
I don't know how I'm going to get over
shameful.
we have spoiled some shows for people, and I can understand how you can get mad at us for that, Bliss. Totally get you on that.
Sorry.
It is so okay. I forgive you.
See, now we're friends again. Yeah. She's got that off her chest.
Thank you, Bliss.
And Craig's got a big complaint. Oh, Craig, what's your complaint about the show?
See, my complaint isn't so much hate.
Uh-huh.
It's that they don't have enough Don Cheadles on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Don't encourage that.
We keep saying that, too.
Yeah.
And Kelly's all like, no.
You need to appreciate good music. You know what I'm saying?
Some people are saying we're the Beatles of this generation.
That's what they're saying. Because it rhymes with Cheadles.
Yeah, I'm with you, Big Al.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. You get a free beer. Come on by anytime.
Okay, we're going to try to give you more Don Cheadles.
We're going to try best.
That's what I'm talking about.
My man.
All right, bro. Guys.
I'm number one fan of the Cheadles. Did we go through long, Cheddar?
Yeah, here we go again.
Yeah, Cheddar's on the other line. Cheddar's on the other line.
We can do the gossip.
Oh, really? No. He said come back.
Nope, we're going to come back.
Man, we're having trouble understanding hand signals.
I was just going with what Kelly said
today.
All right, so we will come back with the gossip that we did not get to, and then after that, we will do love letters to Kelly. So we still got the show coming. We just wanted to get some complaints out of the way.
More show
customer service. All right, we'll be back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Whatever Wednesday coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. That's where you can ask us whatever you like. Bring up whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Whatever's hot out there. Whatever topic you want to bring up. Could be news stories. Could be TV shows you're into. Could be a question you have for Big Al or Kelly or Jenna or me, JC. We also have the Ultimate Lunchbox. We'll give you the details on how you can win that Ultimate Lunchbox.
Cool.
Everybody wants that one. Very few people get to have the Ultimate Lunchbox.
Very true.
Very special. But right now, we need to settle some relationship issues with our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. It's time for
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I married my husband 4 years ago knowing that his mom is a lunatic. With that being said, we generally know how to handle her kindly and accordingly. My husband was good at drawing boundaries with her and her demands and backing me up when she was being nasty. Since we've been married, she's manipulated every holiday into being her day. My husband has been falling for it. I'd be fine with Mother's Day and her birthday, but it's every holiday. And they name the holidays with something cutesy that has to do with her. For example, he took her out for the entire day on Cinco de Mayo and called it Cinco de Mamo.
That's funny.
This letter gets so much better.
That's great.
Cinco de Mama. Last weekend was his birthday, and he made the whole day about her. They called it Mama Gave Birthday.
Wow. That's funny.
I think it's just weird that my husband goes to such great lengths to keep her happy. It's creepy, and my therapist thinks maybe he feels guilty for being married since this behavior didn't start until after the wedding. Oh. When I talk to him about it, we usually end up fighting. I would just love to celebrate Halloween without her and my husband being Raggedy Ann and Andy together.
Oh.
She's made the costumes already, and that's their plan.
Oh,
Kelly, how in the world can I figure out a way to navigate this? I don't want to have to celebrate another Chris Mom with Mama Claus.
Chris Mom!
Girl, you gotta be.
If you found yourself in this nightmare, what would you do, Jill?
Mom's giving.
I mean, you've already been to therapy. So, I mean, what did a therapist recommend? I don't know. I guess basically you got to jump on board crazy train.
What?
Right? You got to participate or let it drive you nuts. What's your alternative?
It's true.
What is your alternative?
It's the mama ween.
You embrace it, make it a joke. It's kind of hilarious if you let yourself on the outside. I know living in it, it is not funny.
No.
But did you hear how we were laughing at it? It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
Valentine's Day.
I like to get a mama.
It is monster-in-law status.
As overboard as he's going, you got to appreciate a dude that loves his mama. I mean, it's overboard.
He's going overboard. But you're also supposed to choose your wife over your family.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would just jump on board the crazy train. I would be Raggedy, what's her name?
Raggedy Ann.
Raggedy Jill, whatever her name is. I'm Raggedy too.
I'm a Raggedy third wheel.
I'm the Raggedy third wheel. I've been just like, what are your options?
Yeah.
Your husband's on board. Come on. The circle of life is mama's not going to be around forever. That's morbid, this true.
But mama could be one of those that lives to 120.
Embrace the crazy. I think that's more of a Southern thing. We embrace the crazy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
With kindness.
I just think it's funny. Yeah. So, I mean, my vote is give in, see the humor in it, and just play along and see if that works for you. Just try it. Or seethe.
She should be number one, though.
She should be, but okay, if she's expressed it to him.
Yeah.
She's been in therapy over it,
JC. I know.
So what's your option?
Well, your options, I guess, are, be nice and play along, or go find your own holiday plans, you know?
Go have fun on Mama
with your friends,
I would try buying in.
Yeah.
I guess that's
try
the last
it.
Option.
Try it.
What if it gets worse when you buy in?
Oh.
And he's like, oh, she's in.
Every relationship's going to have that one thing that you're like, oh,
that's
okay.
A big thing, though. Every holiday.
Okay, this is what I got to deal with.
You also have to do the back and forth holidays. This, you know, it's just your family this year, my family that year. That's fair. It can't always be every holiday with your mom, but, you know, as long as there's a balance, let's celebrate with my family, too.
Oh, invite me over for Memorial Day.
Right? You're giving her ideas now.
Let's see if where the shadow's at for Grandmom's Day.
Yeah.
Beat her to the punch. Come up with one she hasn't thought of.
Yeah, just create one, I guess.
How about Mom went through Labor Day.
It's
coming up.
It's coming up September something.
Mama Ween.
Yeah, let's go on with Mama Ween.
That's funny.
I like that letter.
All right.
I feel bad for her.
Love letters.
I love that one.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I'm in my first year of living with my boyfriend of 3 years. We have our ups and downs. There's no denying that. Everybody does. But I would say we're pretty happy. That being said, I have a lethal combination of jealousy and self-esteem issues. While I know that my boyfriend loves me, I often find myself looking to catch him in some sort of lie. What is wrong with me?
You just said it. You're low self-esteem.
So recently I was at home, and this is the total truth, okay? I was looking for an eyeglass kit that I thought I had seen in his drawer. Well, it wasn't there. Instead, I found a flash drive. Every part of the adult, confident, mature, and trusting Meg said, "You put that flash drive down unless you're willing to deal with what you might find." Then there was the nosy, terrified, crazy Meg that said, "We knew we'd find something like this. Let's see what it is." Crazy Meg won. I did not want to see what was on there. I found, and even worse, watched videos of my boyfriend and his ex. You know, sigh. Here's the thing. I don't know what I'm upset about. Am I mad that he still has that? Am I jealous that he doesn't want to do that with me? Because that is just insane and I would have bigger issues. Who knows? I know I am wrong and accidentally snooping, but here we are. Do I talk to him about it?
Nope.
I know this is a long letter, but I can't possibly include all the info necessary for coming to a full conclusion. I guess I just needed to tell someone. Meg.
Meg, you're making yourself crazy, honey. You need to stop
crazy
that.
You watched it.
You're crazy.
You know what?
Yeah. You can't unsee that.
I can't. And that was in his past.
That's why I wish we had the Men in Black.
And I think a lot of guys, they throw stuff in drawers and forget about them.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't care.
It's like
the hoochie drawer.
You know, just moving my husband, we got married, moving stuff. We went through boxes that have been sitting there. He just forgot. He didn't know he had stuff, you know?
Yep.
So I would try, if you want this relationship to work, You need to quit that.
What about this,
I wouldn't tell him you snoop, because now then he's not going to trust you.
What about this? Mm. And this way she doesn't give herself up, but she sees what he can do with it. And if I'm thinking he would throw it away. But what if she said, hey, I was trying to find the glass kit, and I found this hard drive. Hopefully, just in case you needed something from it, just act like nothing's wrong, nothing's no big deal about that. And just here's your hard drive, just in case you need it for work. And then he knows now.
I mean, sure.
You'll get rid of that.
Try to trap him and see how he reacts. Because you know she's going to be looking at him side-eyed.
First of all, she's going to bring it up sooner or later.
She can't help herself.
You know Meg's going to bring it up.
Already,
yeah.
She's already said she's cray-cray.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is going to bring it up.
She's seeing things she can't unsee.
You're crazy in this relationship.
Yeah.
And if he's giving you zero, yeah, it's very unhealthy. You might not be crazy in the next relationship, or you might be able to salvage this one. You need to stop snooping, stop looking for stuff. And I'm going to tell you to do this, but you say your crazy wins out all
you're
the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can only tell you to stop whether or not you do it. I can't help you with that.
But at least she knows.
I would not tell him that what you found, because mm-mm. he will not trust you from this point on with anything.
It'll be over. He already knows you're crazy. That's just going to make
him. And he puts up with you anyway.
He puts up with it. Now, this is going to put one. This may be the one that puts him over the hump.
Like, that's a nail in the coffin.
Yeah. And stop. I know what you do. You put yourself down in front of him. Stop it. It's the unsexiest thing
you
can do.
Be confident.
I catch myself with my husband still sometimes. I'm like, man, I need to quit doing that.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Come on, K-Train.
Right. I need to jump on board the K-Train.
Hey, train in the house.
That's right. K-Train. Well, she's right. You have to be.
Don't put yourself down. Oh, my gosh. It's the truth. Let him smack you on the booty no matter how much you hate it. Oh, okay.
All right, Meg. Good luck.
Good luck.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for a year now. We have a serious and mature relationship. He's been hinting around about a ring, and I love to think of a future with him because he is very loving and everything I have been looking for so long.
Yay.
My issue is there's a girl that he used to work with that texts him every now and then. I'm not the type of girlfriend that says he can't talk to other girls, nor do I want to be. However, every time they talk, she tells him how much she needs him in her life and that he can't really be there for her because he has a girlfriend. I told him how it makes me feel and that all I ask for him is to tell me when they do talk. Do you think I'm overthinking to think that she wants to be in my spot and is only waiting until I'm out of the way to get what she wants, which I believe is him. She wants him. Love, Kayla.
Yeah, you're right. It's inappropriate. I can only speak on my own experience. My husband had really great working relationships with several women. He was in an office with all women, and they are all still friends. And every once in a while, they'll text, they'll go for coffee, but they're not inappropriate in any way.
Right.
They're not. This communication is inappropriate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if he is not willing to nip that and put a stop to that, then you've got a problem because his ego's loving it. Mm-hmm. He's feeding it. And if he was really that committed to you, he wouldn't be allowing that.
You
can't be saying those things if you listen, Sally or whatever her name is. We can't have these discussions. If you can't, stop with that, I'm going to have to stop talking to you.
Yep.
That's what a man would do and handle up on it.
Sure.
But his ego's digging it. This woman can't get over me.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
It feels good.
That's a problem.
Unfortunately, Kelly hit that one on the head.
Yeah.
I don't say unfortunately, but... You know.
I mean, it's just sad.
Yeah, it is.
It's inappropriate communication.
Yeah.
They could have a complete... My husband has completely platonic relationships with his ex-employees. They just run ideas by each other, and stuff like that, because they work together for so long. Not threatened,
right.
Because nobody says, oh, Alan, if only things had been different. That's not that conversation.
Yeah.
I've got probably 1, 2, 3, maybe a handful of girls that I have platonic relationships right now. But if they were to open the door, I would probably sneak in.
Yeah. You would?
Name
a couple. Who's in? Would you sneak in
me?
With? Would you sneak in with Kelly?
Sure, I would.
You would.
Hello? Again?
He's dreaming about me.
That's true.
So
okay.
Is that the reality for anyone when you're older, we get older, that if I have a bunch of platonic guy friends?
If the opportunity presents itself, the guy would probably take advantage.
Okay,
probably.
If the opportunity presented itself with
single
Jenna,
man.
Would you sneak in?
Do what now?
Jenna.
If I had the opportunity?
Yeah, you
sneaking
in?
As a single man.
As a single man.
He's single.
And I'm single. Yeah, why not?
You sneaking in.
I have asked you so many times to go work out with me lately, yeah. And you say no.
No, that's not sneaking in.
That's a doorway to sneak in.
Bro. Of course that's a doorway. I'm asking you to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, that's the perfect thing to do with Jenna. Get all sweaty.
Yeah.
Get her, non-threatening.
Non-threatening. Get in her environment.
You know, I like you all vulnerable and tired.
All right. All right. Well, let's go.
And then she'd be like, Al, do you want to come over for protein shake? Well, you're like,
no,
of course.
No, that's you. Well, that's your dream date. I don't do protein shakes right now.
Whatever she drinks after her workout.
Go and do some reps.
Yeah, that's right.
It's JC's dream date.
What, protein?
Except that workout last night got me so tired I passed out on the ground. Also, your ideal date.
Heck yeah.
So basically, every girl you know right now, she opened the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you understand as a girl how much that kind of sucks for us? Because we, again, have to be the one to make the move on a platonic friend, which is scary for us.
How scary? Make the move.
Or if you're rejected, then you ruin the friendship.
Then it makes the friendship awkward. I've done this. It's happened. I've made the move on a platonic friend, and he was, like, interested, and then suddenly being all weird and cold feet, and then the friendship kind of fades for a few months.
Let me wingman my dude Al real quick. If you're friends with Al and you're a woman and you've always envisioned yourself being together...
So you have to make the move, which is great news, isn't it?
Al says,
make the move.
Door is open.
Yes. But I don't know if you recognize a move at this point.
I don't read...
Al, what move do we need to make?
I just don't read them well. I don't. Like,
gosh, we think we're being so obvious, too. Like, I could touch you, I could laugh at all your jokes, and be like, compliment your eyes and your shirt, and you still just have no idea.
I am illiterate when it comes to reading...
Women. Okay.
Illiterate.
So be very, very blatant about what you're intending.
I like you a lot.
Just trying to help my dude out.
Help.
Be a blatant woman with my man Big Al, because he just said he will sneak in that door.
I'm so tired of being blatant. Hey, I like you.
I like you too. Bye.
Yeah, great.
That's your game, bro?
I thought we were about to have a moment.
Yeah,
bye.
I like you too.
I like you too, bye.
I like you too. See, I'm illiterate. Told you.
She just told you she likes
Relationship illiterate.
He's uncomfortable with the real intimacy of
Look
it.
At
That's
him.
What's
and
happening.
And then you put your foot out there. And then, I don't know. I'll tell y'all a story maybe one
day. No, you know what you do? You dip your little toe in the water and you're like, it's too cold. I can't swim. Bye.
Is this another one of these days teen story that you're giving us?
No, I just...
Tell it.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Instead of a last letter, we want to hear your story.
Yeah, let's vote. We vote for your story.
Your story.
Go. We'll do Jenna's letter another day.
So, I thought that I was...
I'm rubbing my hands together. I get so giddy.
Stories with Big Al that start with "I thought,"
and the way he's cringing right now
typically end with us laughing. Go ahead.
So you know, this is going to end up with me changing gyms for sure.
That's okay. You are.
Is this back to the same receptionist?
Nope.
Just come on, Al. So, we have all day.
What'd you do?
So I sent a little something to someone at the gym that happened to work there.
What, flowers or something?
No, it was like some chocolate chip cookies from, you know, one of those chocolate chip cookies.
So it's a different employee, but it's an employee.
Yes.
Oh.
So you've already made the moves on one employee, and now you're circumventing
her. Another one doesn't want me.
But I know, but you've already, like...
So I got to DQ the whole gym?
No, you can't
she's
DQ the whole
awkward,
gym.
Like, she's thinking, I'm second choice?
No. Well, he didn't see her before. Now he's
never,
her.
We never went out, right. Ever. Right. Zero.
Why are you sending a gym girl chocolate chip cookies?
Right?
Should have sent her protein
bars. The irony in that?
Uh-huh.
So, acknowledge the chocolate chip cookies. Oh, thanks. That was great. Oh, cool. Let's hang out.
Oh.
Nothing. Just nothing. Oh, so maybe I should have sent more cookies. Ha, ha, ha. Nothing.
Oh, she ghosted you back.
Ghosted.
They might have a rule. Maybe the company has a rule you can't mess with the clients.
Kelly, everybody that works at, that's the point of working at a gym is to take the people that go there.
Maybe the gym laid down the law.
No. Here's the thing, when you get hired at a gym.
Then you could at least say, no thanks, there's a rule. Just nothing.
Nothing. Well, not even a nothing.
She should at least say thank you. But
she did say thank you.
Okay, well then there's that.
But then I took it to, okay, well let's hang out sometime. You know.
And then nothing. Well, she's not interested.
Right.
Yeah, there's that.
Oh, wow.
So now it's awkward. So now I got to change gyms for sure.
Yeah, two strikes.
That it's or no. you get...
I got to change gyms.
Yeah. Just pick a different employee and give them cookies, and that's your Big Al's cookies of the week.
I wonder if you're known as the gym creeper.
I don't even know if I go to the gym enough to be the gym creeper, but now... I've like struck out twice at the same gym, so now I've got to change.
If they know
gym.
You can, too, can, if they know you're
never
Big
go
Al,
back. I can never.
They definitely
go
talk
back.
About it.
You have two strikes. You have one more.
I could never go back.
Yeah,
to the
you
gym
need to
now.
Stop hitting on people where you frequent. Because if it doesn't work out, it's weird.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Unless she's obviously flirting, and you have to be able to signal.
Which brings us back to I don't know.
You
don't
read so it. You read that one wrong.
I read it completely wrong.
What made you think she wanted your cookies?
She was there.
She had boobies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Read it wrong.
You know what? At least I'm glad you're trying.
Read it wrong. I like your
idea, though, the cookies of the week.
The cookies of the week.
Al takes a chance each week. Who gets his cookies this week?
All right, Tiff Streets, I'll be calling you back.
don't try to get an endorsement out of it.
Yeah.
This guy.
They get warm cookies, though.
Try to get an endorsement.
Oh, they were warm, Jenna.
You have to buy your cookies.
And
that's the
ice cream.
They do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to be able to serve up warm cookies and frozen ice cream.
Yeah. All right, we got to do whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. So there it is. We got Matt struck out again. It's all good. He's trying, though. He's batting. He's swinging for the fences. Now we want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, Kid Nation.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEY-KID.
And ask us whatever you want to ask us. Bring up any news story you're really into right now that you want. You know, you've been waiting to talk to somebody about it, but you're not at work yet. You're
right.
Just driving your car by yourself. You need some friends to talk to. We're here for you. Whatever Wednesday is all about you, Kid Nation. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're finally to the back to school season.
It's that time.
So we teamed up with Snack Cake brand Tasty Cake to give you the ultimate lunchbox. A limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox, and that's going to be filled with a $250 Visa gift card and delicious Tasty Cake products like the peanut butter candy cake and butterscotch crimpets.
Oh.
What are the crimpets? That sounds delicious.
Delicious.
I love butterscotch.
I don't care. I want them. I'm hungry.
Tasty Cake has been making happy happen a long time, Kelly, since 1914.
I remember
delicious
that.
Delicious fresh baked goods.
Just listen all next week for the Kid Nation school bus to arrive. Then be the 13th caller and you'll win instantly. And thank you for waking up with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And thank you, Tasty Cake.
Ultimate lunchbox. Very
I
few
love
people.
Saying Tasty Cake.
I know, it's a good.
Yeah. I just love saying it.
It's great branding.
It sounds good in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Feels good in your mouth. Tasty Cake.
Yeah. They say the K sound is very good
really?
Sounding for
Tasty
branding.
Cake.
Yeah, the K, like Spanx. That's why it has such a good, yeah, people like that.
Huh. I love Spanx.
Didn't know that.
We got the Kid Craddock.
Yeah, we do.
Morning Show.
Oh.
K sounds are good. People like to say them, apparently.
Yes.
K. Kelly.
I read a book on
Kelly,
this.
Yeah, Kelly.
Kaboom.
A word.
Yeah, but think about Coca-Cola. Big brands,
we
they
can't
have
do
it.
King of Cuh sounds. We'd be here all day.
No, yeah.
We're not going to get there right now.
I can think of one that I definitely can't say, but it's why people like the word.
Yeah.
It's a good.
Multiple words, actually.
Now that you say that, you
multiple
have
bad words.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we do have time to do whatever Wednesday, though.
Okay.
There
do
we
that.
Do.
Oh,
there it is.
I'm just going to throw something out there that I'm so excited about.
Sure, go ahead.
I got invited to a Halloween haunted house Saturday night, a secret swap meet, a swap party for people that have scary things that want to swap
That's
scary
great.
Things, and it's August.
That's
and
great.
I am just giddy that I got added to this list.
That's great, because those costumes, once you've been seen in it once,
yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a wonderful idea.
On a Saturday night, I hope I can make it. I'm
you
hyped.
You go. Swap parties are awesome.
I can give people scary, use scary stuff.
You can get a used costume
that you can
or coffin.
You wear it once. It's not a big deal, but you swap.
Yeah,
love it.
That's really cool.
Really cool.
In August.
I didn't even know they had those. I feel like it could be something really morbid and really creepy, and the kind of people I'm going to meet.
Of course, it's going to be people like you.
I'm like, who goes to a Halloween swap party in August? I'm like, me.
Yeah, you do.
People like me.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jesse wrote us and said, hey, JC, what are you always looking up at super high? I watched Kid TV, and I'm curious. Is there a screen up high across from you or a flying puppy? What's the deal?
A flying puppy.
So if you ever catch me looking up, I'm either looking at our phone list to see your name when you're calling in and what you're calling about. It's a call log. I also have it next to me, next to Jenna, but I like to look up sometimes. And I also look up quite a bit at our text messages.
Yeah, two big screens, probably 5 feet by 5 feet.
Yeah.
And they're directly in front of JC, but up about 5 feet.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So I want to keep up with what you're trying to say, Kid Nation, while we're doing the show, so I can glance and do it as you're bringing them in.
And occasionally there is a flying puppy.
Yeah, sometimes. He's pretty cool.
If it's a busy morning, those text messages fly.
Yeah,
you can't
even
keep up.
Really, really quickly, yes.
It's like a good and a bad thing to be able to see those.
Yeah, I can't because they're behind me.
Yeah,
and I have to really make an effort.
I got you, Kelly. I got you with those.
Y'all protect me and don't tell me sometimes what they're saying.
Absolutely. Yes. Our friend Carissa wants to talk about something from earlier on in the show. Hi, Carissa.
Good morning, JC. How are you?
Great. Now that we know your name is very pleasant because of the cussing.
It's nice to say.
Yeah.
My whole family actually starts with K, so I guess my parents like it too.
All right. So what's your what did you want to bring up from this morning?
Okay, I've been listening to y'all forever, since I was like 3 years old and I'm 26. And I think the bit that y'all did this morning about, like, the negative comments, it was my least favorite bit y'all ever done, because it was so negative, so please never do it again.
All right.
Oh, deal.
Oh. Yeah, be positive for Carissa.
Yeah, deal.
And me.
You know, we're going to do it again just because we want to save our feelings there.
Yeah.
We want to spare ourselves.
Y'all all deserve to hear positive things. The negative comments are so mean, and it's a form of bullying, so if y'all don't mind, I wanted to tell each one of y'all something positive.
Okay. Go ahead.
Carissa.
Okay, so Kelly, you are so wise and you are a great mother.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. JC, you are a fantastic dad and you are so brave.
Aw, thank you.
Big Al, you seem very confident. I think your confidence is sky high. You are a very hard worker with your restaurant and everything else you got going on. And keep your head up about Dr. Girlfriend. She'll come around.
Okay. Well, thank you, babe.
Let that part off.
Kelly, we're being positive.
Let
thank
out
you, Carissa.
You're welcome. And Jenna, you are such a role model to me. You are absolutely beautiful. And don't let anybody bug you about your laugh, because I have a really bad laugh, too, that people make fun of me for.
Thank you.
Do you have a machine gun laugh, too?
Yeah.
I've been told so. Well, not that. It's more just kind of like loud and obnoxious.
You keep laughing as long as you feel
there
good.
There you go.
Carissa, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You look great today. You look great today, by the way.
Very nice.
You look great every day. Everybody does. That's
true.
Nice
it can change
nice
someone's day. You say something positive to them. It puts them in a good mood. They do something nice.
I know. I feel so happy right now.
Yeah.
Because of Carissa.
Nice pick-me-up.
Yeah. Hey, Joshua.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Doing great. You wanted to ask us a question about a certain diet.
Yes. I'm just wondering, JC, have you ever tried intermittent fasting?
Yes.
I did. Did you get in too, JC?
Yeah, I did try it.
Okay.
I was not. It was cool, and I did it for about a month, but I got grumpy, and I couldn't go over 12 hours without eating. It just wasn't possible for me. Are you trying
it? Yeah, because I'm actually on it right now. I've been doing it for about since the end of May.
Yeah.
And I'm actually down to almost 70 pounds. So,
wow.
70?
Wow. How long are you going 70. Without eating? What's your schedule?
Well, it's kind of changed. I went from going like 9 hours to now I go about 22 hours.
Yeah. And you just cram it all in and that 1 hour.
Guys have more extreme than girls are supposed to.
How did you deal with the grumpiness that comes with being hangry?
Well, at the beginning, I drink coffee, and at the beginning, it's kind of difficult. Now, I don't even really notice.
You got
it's
used
more,
to it.
Yeah, I got used to it. I can go and eat, watch people eat, can be around food, and it doesn't faze me at all.
But when you do eat, are you just, like, gorging, or are you eating, I mean, what are you doing?
No, I eat relatively healthy. I have a big salad, you know, like spinach and kale and chicken. And then I'll, you know, decide if I want to have a sandwich or something else with it, if I haven't got enough calories intake, or have a protein shake, depending on time-wise.
Wow. You're trying to hit a certain amount of calories. Yeah, you just have that window to eat them. Okay.
Yeah, I try to stay over at least 1,200 calories because that's, you know, health-wise, that's the best.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think a man needs more than that.
I think he's trying to he's losing weight, so I think that's
so
probably
be
what
careful.
He's...
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. Be careful.
And good job, man. Congratulations on all the weight loss.
It is interesting, you know, because the science behind it is that if you eat food, you're burning that. But right. if you're not eating and you're working out on an empty stomach, it's tapping into your fat
right.
that you already have stored.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they said this is basically what we used to be like because we used to go hunt
for food.
And there was times where we wouldn't find food
for
we
weren't eating
15,
every 2 hours.
Yeah. We had to go hunt and then you'd find that food and then you'd take all your calories in at that point.
Got it.
So it's the old school way of eating. Very interesting, and it does work. It's just, I just couldn't do it. Cause
I lost a little doing it. I didn't go 22 hours, but.
Yeah. Oh, man, my man's doing it.
Yeah.
Al fasted for 4.
Yeah, he did. He was over here eating 4 almonds. Fast. And we're like, what are you doing, Al? And he goes, I'm fasting. But you're eating nuts.
Almonds don't count. They're small, they don't count.
Yeah.
From the text, was Jenna in Austin this past weekend to see DeJuan?
No.
Just hanging out with friends.
We're in a hard situation. I'll be totally transparent about it. I really like him and we speak, but he lost a parent. And so he's been home and I don't know. It's really tragic. It's really sad.
Yeah, so he's dealing with things.
So it's kind of one of those things that we just said, we have plans to see each other again, but also, I don't know. It's really hard to navigate. I don't know how a guy that, you know, I've been on one date and we've talked for months, but
the spark was...
Oh, yeah, but is it? But, I mean, do guys come back from this, you know? Is he going to come back around? I don't know. I'm not sure. We've still been talking, I don't know, and I don't feel comfortable. You can't put pressure on a guy that's going through something really tragic.
Yeah,
so I'm just trying to be cool.
You're handling it, right?
I'm trying to be cool and be supportive the best I can. So I'm sorry I don't have a better update than that right now. I'll let you know. I really like him.
But it's cool that Kid Nation's really... behind you on this.
I'm going to be really upset, but, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll see. If it's meant to work out, it will. He'll come back around, you know.
There you go. There's your update right there, Kid Nation. Right. We had a lot of text messages and calls about that. Dalton, how you doing, buddy? Dalton.
Yes.
There you go.
What's up, my man?
What's up, Dalton?
Nothing. Actually, today I'm getting my boot off.
Your boot? What'd you break?
My tibia.
Whoa!
How'd you do that?
I was at a skate park and then I jumped on a ramp and then my back wheel hit a rock and then my scooter flipped over and hit my leg.
Oh, you're a little daredevil. Oh, I like that.
Goodness. You, sir.
Dalton.
So you're finally getting that boot off. And what was your question for the show?
Have any of y'all broken a leg or a bone?
A bone?
Yeah, I broke ribs falling down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I have... a few broken. I broke in basically every finger. I broke in my ribs. I broke my ankle. I broke in my wrists.
Oh, jeez.
I broke in my jaw. And then I chipped a little bit of my neck.
Yeah. Wow. I broke one little bone, the very top of my pinky finger. That little joint up there.
Yeah.
I went for a volleyball, being as athletic as I am, and I heard... and I broke
way to hit it too,
the
Kelly.
The tip of my finger, my pinky. Yeah, that's the only bone I've ever broken.
Al?
Nope. Been shot.
You've never broken a bone.
Shot thing.
Never broken a bone.
Wow, Al.
Knock on wood.
That's really good, man. So there you go, Dalton. We have some broken bones in studio, but definitely not on Big Al.
Congratulations, getting your boot off.
Thank you.
And take it easy, man. Don't just jump right into it. Take it easy.
Have a good school year.
All right, Don.
You too.
Bye, buddy. Right, thanks for calling in, my man. These kids on the scooters can do some cool stuff at the skate parks if you ever watch them. Hi, Devin.
Hello.
So what are you up to, Devin?
I get to officiate my first wedding this weekend.
Yay.
That's going to be really cool.
There you go. Are you a man of the cloth or you just got ordained?
I actually just got ordained.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. There you go. Are these friends or total strangers that you're going to perform with?
They're two of my best friends.
Oh, okay. So they wanted you to do their wedding.
Oh, so it'll go perfect.
Yeah, they actually had an argument on whether or not I'd be a groomsman or a bridesmaid, and I agree with that as a solution.
Oh, there you go.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, man.
I don't feel like I would ever want to do that because it's so much pressure to do that for a friend of mine. Because what if you screw it up? Have you ever done it?
No.
Have you guys done it? You haven't done it, Kelly? You haven't done it, have you?
No, but I've known people who have.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Coolio ordained. He came in and went married a couple of times.
Well, good luck this weekend, man. And hold on. This is real quick before we get to the showbiz top five.
All right.
Andrea.
Yeah.
What did you find out yesterday?
I found out that I had 25 siblings.
25?
Yes.
Daddy was busy.
Apples were rolling in stone.
Oh, yeah. They all range from the age 35, the younger, to 16.
Whoa. When are you guys meeting?
I'm number four. I'm 27 years old. It's embarrassing. But, I mean, I found this out and I needed to tell somebody.
Wow. How did you find out?
One of my siblings actually looked for me on Facebook.
Wow.
And then just said, this is what we know. You've got all these siblings because they'd done all the legwork finding them.
Yeah, pretty much. My sperm donor, I guess, actually told them about, me. And that's how they found out about me. And they told them the rest of the names of everybody else.
Wow.
And they just found me.
You should start your own service and call it 24 and Me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the
Duggars.
I
play around. Yeah, I think you surpassed them, right? They're only like 19 in that family. Yeah. You guys got 25. Yo.
Yeah, I did it.
Wow. Well, I guess congratulations on the brothers and sisters, Andrew.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, man. That's got to be shocking.
25.
I mean, finding out one would be shocking enough. To find out you got 25 out there, crazy. Good luck meeting them, Andrea. Thank you for sharing that with us.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Hello, Kid Nation.
Hola.
Hopefully you've heard the new hot song that's hitting the interwebs lately. Out of nowhere, we have Doja Cat.
Doja Cat?
Yeah,
Doja Cat.
That's her name.
All right.
Singing about being a cow.
Moo.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Her last name's Cat. We would expect her to go with a kitty cat song, but no. She decided to go with a cow song, and the internet was not just going to let this song pass by. This is the song, Al. Sure.
Yeah. I'm a cow, I'm a cow, I'm not a cat, I don't say meow. I'm a cow, I'm a cow, I'm a cow, I'm a cow, I go moo.
To be believed.
She's in front of a green screen and there's just a lot of boobies going on.
Yeah. Well.
She's dressed as a cow.
All right.
The longer you watch it, the better it gets.
Oh, A1 I started listening to the song, and at first I was like, I'm not going to get through all 4 minutes and whatever seconds.
And you can't tear yourself away.
And then something clicked around 32 seconds in,
right?
Where I was just, when she went with the moo,
they got you.
It just hypnotized me.
That was the hoo.
Yeah, and then I was just in the whole song. I was all about that song.
Huh. All right.
Wait, I'm a cow. I'm a cow. You like it, Al?
Yeah, I kind of like it. I mean, I wouldn't go out and buy it, but I can listen to it.
She is an artist. I mean, she has other songs out.
She does.
Like, she's curious. Legit. Yes, I need to hear them.
I guess we should eventually hear the rest of her music, because this is...
Are they all about animals?
No. They're just... She's very weird.
Doja Cat.
Yeah. She has she has a bunch of... I mean, she's verified on Twitter and stuff, she's got followers. But, yeah.
Is that, I know that's not tidbit news. Is that tidbit music? Because I do have tidbit news.
Oh, I have some tidbit as well, Alice.
Oh, here
it's
we go.
For let's tidbit go. News.
Go first?
Sure, Al, I can go first. Okay. Because a guy in Spain completed the drugfecta.
What is the drugfecta?
This dude in Spain he tested positive for every single substance the police will test for. While driving, by the way. This guy was on the road. He had pot, meth, cocaine, opiates, and alcohol in his system.
Wow.
Don't understand a lot of that. A lot of those counter one another.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And how are you alive? Don't do that. Yeah, but he got in huge trouble. Obviously. Yeah. As he should.
Where was he going? It always makes me wonder, where you just wanted to go on a cruise?
I think he was just going to a drug dealer's house, probably. I don't know what that's saying. Again, this is tidbit news. I don't know where he's going.
It's a lot of errands. That's a lot of drugs you have to go pick up from different dealers, probably.
I know. Right? How much money did he spend? And Big Al, I know you're on the hold, and Jenna, you guys are single. Be careful with the ladies, Big Al, because this guy, he went on a date with a woman. He's in Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
And he led a woman into his house to use the bathroom on Saturday.
Okay.
Then on her way out, she grabbed a decorative sword that was sitting by his front door and robbed him.
What?
Oh, my. Oh, yeah.
She threatened to stab him if he didn't give up his wallet, so he gave it to her and she ran off.
Oh, my.
If only he had a second sword, he could have maybe fought back.
Could have had a sword fight.
His wallet had cash, a bank card, license, social security card, everything in it. She did leave the sword behind, though, so he's got that going for him. And they have not been able to track the woman down.
Fake profile.
Yeah.
Sword.
Look at that.
Just because he had a sword.
Held him up with his own sword.
I wonder if it's like a last-minute decision. She's like, you know what? I never want to see this guy again anyway. I'm just going to go ahead and rob him and get something out of it. Maybe?
Yeah.
Because what if he was a really great guy and there's a connection?
Sure.
She's like, I don't want to mess this up.
And maybe the only reason she wasn't doing it is because, I don't have a weapon. And then, boom, there it was right there by the front door.
Yeah,
sometimes these things aren't premeditated. It's just spontaneous robbery.
Right. And then you have that lady who does not have a heart of gold. And then you have the shoplifter that got arrested because he went back to the scene.
See there? That's how you make your mistake, guys.
27 years old, Joshua. He went to Walmart and he shoplifted. He stole a bunch of stuff. And he tossed in the bag, tried to walk out. Security grabbed the bag from him. He took off running.
Got away, huh?
Yeah, he got away. He would have been, he was long gone before the cops got there. But while the police were still responding to the call, he went back.
Why?
Because he left his Bible behind.
Oh.
It was in the bag with all the stuff he was trying to steal. He did get his Bible back.
He did, okay.
Before he left again. But that's when the cops were right there and they ended up tracking him down and arresting him. He was at a Panda Express.
Well, at least he had the word with him.
So they gave him his Bible back. And he left
took
again.
Off again, and then as the cops were chilling right there, they're like, wait a minute, let's get this guy.
All right.
He went back to get his Bible.
But they gave it to him, and then he left again. That's so weird.
Why are you saying it like that makes him a good person?
It's not a good person. He definitely skipped past the Ten Commandments, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. What you got, Al?
Well, this young lady had an issue in her apartment. Her toilet broke, and so she called her landlord. And, hey, can you fix my toilet? And he's like, I'll get to it. So she goes, no problem. You can't fix it. My boyfriend will fix it. So her boyfriend fixed the toilet. So they eventually broke up. He's like, hey, you know what? I want that toilet back, woman. This is the headline. I'm not making this up. Woman says her ex-boyfriend stole her toilet after she broke up with him. She was asleep. He took the toilet out of the house, uninstalled.
That's
petty.
It.
So immature.
That is
took
petty.
His toilet.
Oh, yeah. Petty Monday.
How's it his toilet?
He needs to come back.
Took his toilet.
Just because he fixed it? Just because he tinkered with it? It's his?
Apparently, I guess he replaced it?
Because I tinkered with something on you, does that mean it's mine?
And how hard are you sleeping? You can sleep through somebody taking your toilet out. That's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You watch those home improvement shows.
I hear a toilet flush. I'm like,
right. You sleeping hard.
Wow. I'd sleep like her.
Yeah, he's a licensed plumber, so he knew what he was doing. Every breakup just gets more and more interesting. It's what's on what website? Oh, it doesn't matter.
And real quick, a church in California is holding services in a bar.
Mm.
And they let people drink while they listen to a sermon. Not only that, they're building their own brewery. Here's the pastor and bar owner to talk about it.
There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't drink alcohol in a responsible manner.
Why not serve beer when they're reading Bible verses? I thought it was genius.
We have a glass of beer and a glass of wine, and it's a comfortable atmosphere where people can not only listen to a progressive take on theology, but they can also engage in conversation. And I thought to myself, like, wouldn't it be great if a church could figure out a way to make a product where they split the profits with local community service organizations? And we were like, hey, we love beer. We love making beer. Why not do a brewery bar right here? Manufacturing of the beer, the mead, and hopefully the cider is going to be downstairs. They can have one or two. As a matter of fact, if they have two, my sermon's always better.
Interesting.
Kelly, how do you feel about that one as a church loving?
Well, I go to Bible study and they'll serve wine sometimes and the ladies sit around and discuss it. Yeah. So it's not, you know, she's
right, I guess
it weird.
Doesn't
keep up with the times.
It doesn't say
weird.
Don't drink.
No, it just says drink to excess. I get that. It's, you know, it just sounds weird.
It does sound weird. I've always thought about that time we went to that Greek Orthodox Church, and they
on
had
the property. Yeah, but I mean, beer. My first time going to a Bible study where they served wine, I was like, wow, that's weird and different. But now I don't think about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wait till I tell you what they're doing at the church in Colorado, though.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News. It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.